Blog Talk Radio.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier.
And destruction that threatens peace in our streets and the safety of our fellow American citizens and the safety of our brave law enforcement officers. Yet some Democrats and some in the media continue to ignore reality. As Portland's Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler tweeted, quote, "What I saw last night was powerful in many ways. I listened, heard, and stood with the protesters, and I saw what it means when the federal government unleashes paramilitary forces against its own people." That was a quote from the Democrat mayor, who quite literally stood in the middle of a riot as violent protesters attacked a federal building. That is appalling, and Mayor Wheeler's clearly failing at his duty to protect his streets and his city there in Portland. The federal government has a sworn duty to uphold the laws of the United States. Through field offices and federal facilities across the country, these agents protect and serve the American people. Yet the rhetoric of the left undermines our justice system, with Nancy Pelosi calling them stormtroopers, Jim Clyburn calling them the Gestapo, and Wheeler using the term paramilitary forces. Under President Trump, violent crime rates in America finally began to fall. Rhetoric like this cannot be allowed to set us back. Augmenting the Federal Protective Service, guarding federal property in Portland, our brave officers have since augmenting them, our brave officers have faced all of these various things, like rioters barricading officers inside the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, trapping officers inside. A, quote, commercial-grade mortar firework was launched by rioters. A federal agent's hand was impaled by planted nails. Another federal agent was shot with a pellet gun, leaving a wound deep to the bone, and tragically, three federal officers were likely left permanently blinded by the rioters using lasers pointed directly at their eyes. These are not the actions of so-called peaceful protesters, and the Trump administration will not stand by and allow anarchy in our streets. Law and order will prevail.
Now, this is coming from Patriot Politics Research. This is what they tweeted out. What documents would the Chinese consulate in Houston be burning? Flashback. On Hannity's town hall interview, listen to what POTUS states regarding China and printing mail-in ballots. Remember, during this interview, Trump said that China will be printing ballots that are very similar to the ballots that are going to be mailed out. Was there a real reason why they went in and they shut this consulate down? Were they printing up ballots? Were they burning ballots? It's starting to look that way. And out in San Francisco, the Department of Justice, they were looking for this individual. This was a Chinese researcher. This Chinese researcher went to the San Francisco consulate, the Chinese San Francisco consulate, and took refuge there. And now it seems that the U.S. Department of Justice, they have now taken the Chinese student into custody. This individual is expected to make the first court appearance on Friday, which is today. But what's very interesting is that the U.S. has seen a 1,300% increase in cases related to Chinese economic espionage in the past 10 years. It wasn't 130%. It's 1,300%. What does that tell you? They're cracking down on what was really going on in this country. And it had to do with China. Now, we know that the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, they are pushing this pandemic event like there's no tomorrow. Yes, we see all the states saying, oh, masks are mandatory. We're going to be giving you a ticket if you're not wearing a mask. And what's very interesting is that they've never, ever shown proof. I heard during the presser today with Kaylee, the White House press secretary, where one of the reporters said, well, the science is settled. The science of masks can't be argued with. Well, let's see the science for masks, because no one has produced it. When everyone says wear a mask and you're wearing a T-shirt or you're wearing a bandana, or you're wearing a mask that you created yourself or someone else created, and you're wearing a surgical mask from China, how do we know that all these work the same way? Have we run tests on every single piece of type of clothing or material? No, we have not. So it's impossible for all these people to say that this is science, it's tested. Because coming from the Association of Medical Doctors and Surgeons, they're saying the complete opposite, where they have tests and they replicated the tests. And if you notice, they never show any of this. Actually, Fauci was asked, should we run tests on masks to see if they actually work? He said, no, we shouldn't. I believe whatever's out there. What's out there? I've searched around. There's nothing out there. Actually, I find the opposite. And that when you prove something in science, you continually replicate it. It's not done one time and say, look, we did it. Here's the test. Someone else could take it, do the same exact test, and you can replicate it over and over and over. That's how it works. But Fauci, he was throwing a baseball at an opener. He completely missed the plate. It all went to the left, very interestingly. He's off with the pitch. He's also off with COVID, but that's a whole nother story. And then he was in the bleachers, sitting there with his mask off, sitting right next to other people who were wearing a mask. And, of course, he came up with the excuse that he was taking a drink, but he had no drink in his hand. Sarah Carter tweeted this out. Hey, Dr. Fauci, should we wear the mask and keep 6 feet distance from each other or not? Can you please clarify? He tried to clarify, but people called him out on it. Now, very interestingly, Trump had a presser yesterday, and he said that he was going to be canceling the Jacksonville portion of the RNC. And the reason for this, he's going to protect the people in Florida. And since Florida is a hot spot, he thought it wasn't a good idea to hold the convention. Now, I think it's for another reason. I believe, and I've said this before, the only reason you're seeing hot spots in certain areas is to shut down these conventions. I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of weeks, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the hot spots start to disappear. The numbers start to go down in Florida dramatically, and everything starts to change. And I do believe he did this on purpose to point this out. And everyone is now watching. Everyone is going to see what happens when the RNC convention is no longer in Jacksonville. There's no reason to have a hot spot in Florida. And we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Now, the CDC, they just released new guidelines regarding COVID-19, which indicated that patients no longer need to undergo testing in order to end their isolation. So the new guidelines state that according to new findings and assessments done by the CDC, patients who are infected with COVID-19 are allowed to discontinue their isolation and be considered as recovered if they no longer exhibit any symptoms 10 days after they first appear, and if the patient had not had a fever in the past 24 hours. So no longer do you need a test. If you no longer have any symptoms, you're free and clear. And if you notice, all of this is going to continually change. Just like all the hot spots and the number of cases with people who are asymptomatic, all of this is going to change, and they're going to say, all of this, you don't have to worry about it. talk about protecting yourself. A new bill in Washington is trying to invade your privacy. It's called the Lawful Access to Encrypted Data Act. And if passed, it will be the end of warrant-proof encryption, meaning both you and I won't have privacy from the government, even encrypted data. That's as time goes on, each day you're going to see it completely change. And like I said, when all's said and done, everyone's going to look back and say, hey, this was almost like the common cold. The healthy people, it wasn't a really big deal. And the deaths, 50% of them, were in the nursing homes. Those people that had compromised immune systems. That's where the real problem was. But rest of America, you know, 99.9999% of them, they didn't have to worry. That's what we're going to find out when all this is said and done. Now, very interestingly, with the second event, with the riots and protests, this is completely falling apart for the deep state, for the mainstream media. First, we know that a lot of the mayors, they're painting Black Lives Matter on the street. We know that certain baseball stadiums, they're putting up Black Lives Matters. We know that the major league players, they're kneeling. Well, like I said in my Twitter post, when they kneel, true Americans stand up. Doesn't matter if you're black, you're white, you're brown, orange. Doesn't matter what color. Doesn't matter what race. We are equals. We stand together, arm in arm, no matter where we are. That's a true patriot. No one kneels to another. We're equals. Read the Constitution. Men, women, doesn't matter what religion, what race, it makes no difference. We are brothers and sisters in this country, working together against an enemy that's invisible. But the Women for America First, they wanted to paint their mural on New York City. So they asked de Blasio, can we do this? Because you allowed Black Lives Matter to do this. Well, de Blasio denied their permit to paint a street mural similar to Black Lives Matter. So what are they doing? They're suing. They already had this prepared. They knew he was going to say no. But if you open up the streets to the public, to organizations, you're going to need to open it up to all of them. You can't pick and choose, because now it's a public realm. The taxpayers pay for this. It's a public street. And I believe he's going to be getting in trouble for this, and I believe other mayors who are doing this, they're going to be getting into trouble for this. We'll have to watch how this all plays out. Now, out in Portland, we had the mayor who was, and this is Mayor Wheeler, who was marching with the rioters. And during this march, they went up to the federal courthouse, and the rioters were burning things, starting a fire, lighting other things on fire. And the Portland City Commissioner said that it was the police who was starting the fires. But on all the videos, you can see that it was the rioters who were really starting the fire. So the Portland City Commissioner, he had to walk back his claim that it was the police. And the police said, no way, we didn't do this. This was the rioters who were starting the fires. And once again, the mainstream media and all these people are trying to pretend that these people aren't doing these things. Where there's no riots. No one's destroying anything. No one is hitting or starting fires or hurting people or taking down statues. That's just your imagination. Well, it seems that a judge in Seattle, this judge ruled that all the news outlets, including the Seattle Times, they will have to comply with a subpoena and give the Seattle Police Department unpublished video and photos from a May 30th racial justice protest that turned violent. And what do you think all this is going to show? Why do you think the police want this? Because it identifies all these people. This is the footage that the news outlets didn't want to put out there. And what's very interesting is that Kayleigh, the White House press secretary, she was holding a presser today, and she decided to show what's really going on. She had it up on her screen, and it showed the violence. It showed people hitting, destroying statues, setting fires. And what did the mainstream media do when she put this out there? They cut away from the presser so no one could see this. Why would you do that? Because the mainstream media is out there telling the people that everything's peaceful. Everything is not peaceful. Because you might start off with a peaceful protest that the mainstream media films, then it breaks off, and the rioters then come out. And it's a huge majority of them who do this. Everything is pre-planned. Everything has been staged to make you think there's peaceful protests, and they don't show the rioting part. But now, everyone is seeing it, and everything that they try to do is falling apart. Now, since all this happened, what are we seeing? Well, it seems that 18 people have been arrested. They're facing federal charges after weeknights of riots at federal courthouse in Portland. So what Trump is doing, what Chad Wolf is doing, they are making arrests. They are tracking these individuals down. And remember that woman, Bevelyn Beatty, who was in New York and took black paint and put it all over Black Lives Matter, and the police came and they arrested her because, you know, you're defacing public property. But all the rioters that are spray painting, destroying businesses, breaking windows, setting things on fire, the police did nothing to them. What's very interesting is she is now working with lawyers across the country to file lawsuits against BLM for the damage and destruction they've caused to persons and property. She says, if you or someone you know has been injured or their property destroyed because of their riots incited by BLM, please reach out. And you know what? BLM should pay for all of this. And those people who did the crime, they need to go to prison. And this is exactly what is happening right now. And as we can see, more and more people are being dragged away and locked up, waiting for their day in court for what they have done. Let's get into some of Q's posts here. Actually, one post. This is post 4613. And this is a Twitter link from Catherine Herridge. Now, this is a declassified document that details the briefing given by the FBI to members of the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. And this is what she tweeted out. Scoop. Declassified records from DNI Radcliffe reveal FBI counterintelligence plus security briefing to then candidate Trump at General Flynn at Governor Christie, August 17, 2016. 17 days, what is that number, 17? 17 days after FBI Russia probe, Crossfire Hurricane. According to docs, this was run through Agent Strzok plus Pienka, who later questioned Flynn January 2017, plus FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who, based on IG FISA report, allegedly altered CIA email to continue surveillance of Carter Page. Defense briefings are designed to warn campaigns they may be targets of foreign intelligence services. Pienka briefed for about 13 minutes and then writes, during the ODNI briefs, Ryder actively listened for topics or questions regarding the Russian Federation. So the Russian probe, and this is coming from Devin Nunes, was just a pretext to open up a massive spying operation on Trump's campaign. And this confirms what they did. Now, Brian Cates tweeted this out. Kleinsmith, fired from the FBI for altering evidence under criminal investigation. Strzok, fired from the FBI, presumably under criminal investigation. Pienka, a human ghost, at the center of the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. Where is he? And that is a really good question. Where is he? Now, what's very interesting about all of this actually came from Chuck Grassley. Catherine Herridge tweeted this out. The covert use of security briefings by agents leading the Russian probe was first uncovered by Senate Finance Committee Chuck Grassley and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Ron Johnson last year. And right now we're being told, and this is coming from Adam Housley, that Peter Strzok is talking with investigators. I wonder if they have Pienka. That's interesting. So let's go back to post 3064. And this is a post from August 29, 2018. It says, do you notice a pattern? Bruce Orr demoted two times. Peter Strzok, cooperating witness, power removed. Lisa Page, cooperating witness, power removed. Bill Priestab, cooperating witness power removed. Mike Quarten, cooperating under resigned title, to be called. Who are they cooperating with? Do you believe in coincidences? The more you know, I believe they're cooperating with the Department of Justice. So this individual, Adam Housley, who says they're being told that Peter Strzok is talking with investigators, it seems that Strzok is now cooperating. When do birds sing? In the spring, in the summer, here we are. And it seems that there are going to be some indictments that are coming out. And this is from Bruno Barkin. It says, at John Solomon Reports, just now on Hannity Radio Show. Durham indictments. There will be a small number, but they will send shockwaves throughout the political world. Timing will be Labor Day. Remember, Durham is not handing out a report. He's not handing out a glossy colored report that everyone can read. What Durham is doing, he's doing a criminal investigation. Durham is collecting everything to make arrests, to unseal indictments. And I do believe the indictments that he's going to reveal during, they're saying, Labor Day, it's going to shock the country. And Q has told us this. It's going to send shockwaves. And Trump, he is letting everyone know continually that this is not a conspiracy theory. The Obama administration was spying on him and many others. This is what he tweeted out. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate. Bad or sick guy? And remember, the deep state, they're going to create events as we move forward because they know what's coming. So their plan, before Trump came into office, was their 16-year plan. Their entire plan was to destroy the country. Slowly but surely, have the people behind them thinking that this is the right thing to do because they're brainwashed. Now that they're no longer in control and people are waking up and people are not following the mainstream media, they're not believing the mainstream media, even though they're wearing masks, yes, because you can't go shopping, because you can't do certain things. There are certain people that are not wearing masks, but now we see a lot of states, they're pushing this idea that everyone has to wear a mask and they're trying to show that we are in control. During the 16 years, remember, they were going to destroy the country slowly. They had a plan in place. Trump has forced them to speed up their plan. So if they can't get their way right now and they don't win the vote in November, they're going to try to destroy America because they won't care at that point. And this is exactly what Trump wants everyone to see. He wants everyone to see the true colors of these individuals and how far they will go. And once everyone sees it, it is game over for them. And this is what this is building up to. Now, the silent majority, they are becoming louder and louder. And I know a lot of us, you just feel it. Like, you want to do something, but you don't want to start something that the deep state could use. And I do believe that Q signaled us. And we're getting confirmation that this is what they were trying to get the people to do. And remember, this has nothing to do with me. It has to do with all of us together. We the people. We're showing the deep state, showing the corrupt politicians, showing the mainstream media. The majority of the country does not agree with you. The majority of the country is now speaking out. And very interestingly, James Wood, he tweeted this out. He wrote, ironic. Now, on the left is a picture of Hong Kong. The protesters there, they have the American flag all over the place. Then in Portland, he shows the individuals with a communist flag, with Antifa. No American flags, nothing. And that's why James Wood says, ironic, that those in Hong Kong are showing American patriotism, and the people here in the U.S. are not. It's the opposite. Isn't that interesting? But what's even more interesting is that this poll came out, and it says the silent majority is real. And the poll shows that only radical liberals feel free to speak their beliefs in public, and the rest of the people stay silent. This is why Q has been telling us that there are certain people that are going to scream the loudest, because they have the most to lose. And just because you hear people screaming or you see a small portion of people destroying things, it doesn't mean they're the majority. They're actually the minority. Now, this survey graph, it says 58% disagree, 42% agree. Now, on the other side of the graph, it says strong conservative, and it says 77% agrees that staunch liberals stand out as the only group who feels they can share their political opinions, and it says 23% disagree. These loud liberals, they're in for a surprise, because the silent majority is much larger than anyone thinks it is. And I do believe the silent majority is starting to speak up. I want to go back to post 4462. This is from June 13, 2020. Division is man-made. Division is designed to keep you powerless. Division is designed to keep you fighting each other. Division is designed to keep you enslaved. The narrative has you. No one person is above another. Unity is strength. Unity is love. Unity is humanity. Trust yourself. Think for yourself. Only when good people collectively come together will positive change occur. Then I want to move to post 4464, June 13, 2020. The how will be hard to understand for most. Focus on the why. The when is now. Post 4100. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson. Now, since yesterday, I'm having Enoch help me out with this, and I'm hoping others will retweet this. When you send your pictures, make sure it's in a tweet so Enoch and I can just retweet it. It makes it a lot easier. But what's very interesting, since all this came out, Breitbart put out an article, and it says, Father, Son, Inspire Neighbors to display hundreds of American flags throughout their community. Now, this is crazy because we started this on the 23rd. This article came out. Peter King retweeted this, showing this individual in Seaford, New York, putting up flags in the neighborhood. So, yes, we're displaying our flags, but can you imagine if we got all the flags in all the neighborhoods and all the areas? I believe this is what we all need to do. We need to take it to the next level. We need to show the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians that we the people, we have the power. We are in control. And we will no longer be enslaved or brainwashed by you. Now, since all this came out, we're getting confirmation that this is the right way to go. Secretary Pompeo put out a tweet with a flag. The U.S. Army put out a tweet with a flag from Flag Day. And then Trump, he was giving a presser today on lower drug prices. Look behind him. How many flags are there? Is this a coincidence? Or is this confirmation that the time is now? Flags out, everyone. I'm going to be mentioning this every single day until election. We cannot stop, because once the mainstream media, once the corrupt politicians, once the deep state realizes that the country is united from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, it destroys everything they're trying to do.